episode 453, Trust the Process.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, women of impact. How are you? You are looking gorgeous today. I pray that your week is magnificent. I pray that you are feeling just energized and that you really want to conquer not just your to-do list, but the journey that you're on, that you really want to be all in. We have those days, though, that we become tired, we become worn, we begin to fizzle out a little bit, you know, kind of like that soda can that you open, and after you let it sit for a while, it just doesn't have all that nice little bubbly stuff, that carbonation that we want, the energy that kind of tickles us, and it actually becomes like, oh, more heavy and syrupy and yucky as it sits there and prolongs, and it's a day or two or three later and you're like, oh my gosh, and I drink that stuff. Okay, that's for a whole nother episode. But the whole idea is, yes, when we are new and fresh with an idea, we're all excited. We've got all those bubbles going inside of us and it smells good. It tastes good. It feels good. You can hear the energy even. I mean, it's like, wow, you can capture it and you can take a picture of it and hold on to it forever. But then as it sits over time, it gets old and heavy and cumbersome. And then you're like, I don't know that I can even do that. And why would I even have thought that this would be a possibility? I'm telling you today, right now, don't give up. Trust the process. There's a process in life. There's a process in your journey. Ultimately, you might be building a business. You might be changing, you know, trying to change yourself from the inside out. Maybe you're trying to create healthy habits. Maybe you're finding healthy, you know, finding a balanced life, a healthy balanced life, trying to figure out, okay, the harmony of how to work in. Now you have not just one child, but you have two children. And some of you may have three or four, and you're like, oh my gosh, I never thought juggling this would be so hard. Maybe you're healing from a broken marriage, a broken relationship. In all of what you do in life, you need to trust the process. Too quick we are to throw in the towel. Too quick we are to say, I haven't reached the goal fast enough. My to-do list isn't getting done. There's no way I have any more time. So you mark it off, you check it off, you throw it away. Are you throwing away things in life that you actually need to be holding on to, that you need to be fighting for? Trust the process. A farmer plants the seed. He fertilizes them with great, amazing soil, hydrates the ground, but nothing seems to happen. What does the farmer do? Does he just give up? Does he go back and dig everything up? Or does he wait? Yeah, he waits. He is patient. He's consistent with his care and trusts the process. He knows and has faith. He believes that through how he cares for the crops, through his daily consistent actions, an abundant harvest will come. Are you the farmer planting seeds? Are you the farmer that knows that you have a dream, you have a passion? Maybe it's been hidden for a while, put on the back burner. You know what? That's okay. Sometimes it happens. But now all of a sudden it's coming to fruition and you're like, okay, I want to make this happen. I'm the farmer. I'm planting these seeds, but Christiane, nothing's happening. Number one, what are you doing about it? Are you complaining? Are you making up excuses? Are you listening to all those negative triggers in your mind? The chit chatter that says, you're not worth it. You won't amount to anything. You need to erase that chatter. You need to get it out of your mind and say, I am worth this journey. I need to be patient. I need to be consistent. I need to believe. You see, you ultimately want to see results. But usually when the farmer plants those seeds, does he see immediate results? No. You don't reap the abundant harvest until it's gone through the process, the cycle. But we become impatient. We want everything now because, well, it should happen now. We can reach the world in a matter of milliseconds. That's awesome technology. But in life, true living, you have to trust the process. If you want to see results, that means you are want to see the results from the process that you're in. You got to remember it's a journey with many books and many chapters to be written. Remember that great book that you read maybe when you were a young child? And maybe to this day, you can remember it. And you're like, oh my gosh, I remember when mommy used to read that to me over and over again. It was the best bedtime story ever. Or maybe it was a chapter book that you held on to because there was just something about the words on the page that meant something to you. Maybe you were given a special book for a special occasion. You, in your life's journey, has a book with many chapters in it. But you see, you're never going to reap the harvest, the results that you want, if you don't finish the chapter. You have to trust the process. You have to have daily consistent actions, daily consistent efforts, and believe in yourself. You see, that's ultimately the equation that you need, one of life's equation that you need. Success equals trust plus consistency plus belief. You have to have all three of those. But when you lack one of them, it's like, I don't know what to do. So go back and tell yourself, if nothing else, repeat yourself, trust the process. You see, Albert Hubbard said, there is no failure except in no longer trying. When you throw in that towel, you're done. You don't want to go on. You're quitting. But you see, there's no reason to throw in that towel. There's no reason to accept failure. You may need to tweak as you go. That's what the farmer does. He may have to water more or less depending upon what the weather brings him. He may need to fertilize differently. You tweak as you go. The author who writes a book and they're in the middle of it, they may have to change something up for the character to make the ending exactly what they want it to be. But abandonment and quitting only send you to the starting line. Do you really want to live your life always at the starting line? No, you don't. You want to hit the finish line so you can go to the next race. You are running a race. Keep going. Trust the process. Don't give up. When you're building that business and you feel like I'm not getting anywhere, I can't get people to come and like my page. I can't get people to communicate with me. I'm trying to heal our marriage, but man, he's not reciprocating. Keep going. Don't stop. When you're trying to create those healthy habits and oops, you've messed up 4 days in a row because, well, you started with a bite and now it's more of I'm craving it because I started with a bite. Don't throw in the towel. You can still create those healthy habits. Keep going. Trust the process. You see, you are changing yourself, your mindset from the inside out. There is no failure except in no longer trying. You're going to keep trying. You're not going to throw in the towel because you are patient. You are consistent. You believe. You trust the process. So ultimately, it's going to bring you an abundance of successes. Keep running your race. Keep running your journey because there's still many books and chapters to be written. I love you so very much. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.